Dr. Gabriel, who is now in the state for his regular visit, explains that an oncologist is a specialist doctor who treats patients with cancer. He said the field of oncology is quite extensive.
Oncology is the field of medicine, a specialized field of medicine that deals with the diagnosis and treatment of cancers of all types generally. And within the oncology field, there are sub-specialities. There's medical oncology, which refers to doctors who deal with the chemotherapy and clinical and overall management of cancer patients. Then there's radiation oncology, who are people who administer radiation to patients who need that in oncology. And there's surgical oncology, where surgeons who are previously general surgeons are trained in performing surgical interventions that are specific to cancers. So these are the three subspecialties within an oncology field. In the majority of cases, a patient with cancer is seen by the medical oncologist, who then determines where the person should proceed to be treated.
Dr. Gabriel said he has been expanding his work here and is considering taking up permanent residence to better serve cancer patients in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
I'm based in St. Lucia, and I've been operating there as the head of the oncology department since 2004. And over the time, there have been requirements for me to come to St. Vincent to see patients with cancers, as there's no resident oncologist on island currently. And I've been coming off and on, and I've been coming routinely in over the last 3 years or so. Initially, I did a three-weekly clinic at Milton Cato Memorial Hospital. And as we have been into discussions with the Ministry of Health and the government to sort of secure a more formal arrangement, we have been conducting private clinics at the Honors Vale Medical Center on the same routine three-weekly basis. Okay. And I'm very pleased to announce that, you know, I may want to move to St. Vincent because of the kind of cancer profiles that I've seen here and the potential for developing a structure that addresses prevention and control of cancer from the very initial, an initial stage of where nothing really exists to address cancer in a direct way.
And Dr. Gabriel said, although it is not possible to give precise statistics, cancer has emerged as a leading cause of death in many countries in the region.
In the absence of a reliable cancer registry, which is a document that collates data on cancer, in most any of the OECS countries, for that matter, it is impossible to give very precise statistics on the incidence or prevalence of cancers in the region. What we do know, however, for example, in the case of St. Lucia, neighboring island to St. Vincent, of 172,000 population thereabout, we found that cancer in 2012 was the number one cause of death overall, which is quite surprising. In our countries, as with Western countries, we know that the chronic illnesses like hypertension and diabetes tend to become the first causes of death. However, we are seeing a change in the trends and patterns of cancer incidence in our countries. And I would say that from what I'm seeing in St. Vincent, that may be also be the case, that eventually, if we have proper data and statistics, it might show that cancer may be the number one cause of death over here.
That was oncologist Dr. Owen Gabriel out of St. Lucia. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.